What is it?
In other words, if she didn't see on the 21st, it would be all up.
That's right, Ubeile. If she didn't see on the 21st, it's Ubeile. But she'll still be a soul of the bylaw until 7 days will expire as of the 19th.
Okay, so but the 21st.
So then she'll be Miteres the bylaw on the night of the 26th. So even though the 21st will reveal a count of one clean day, but she's still a soul of the bylaw. On the score of meeting, so she'll be able to go Tvile on the night of the 26th. All right, now, the Chavis Das imposes a limitation upon the Shittas Rambam, because the Shittas Rambam seems to be contrary to so many Gemaras, Nidei Nerech. So he imposes a limitation upon the Shittas Rambam. And he says that the Rambam Shite, that it's an even cheshbon, 7-11, so only applies to a woman who does not have a veset kavua. Masha'imkin, if a woman has a veset kavua, so then the Rambam will agree with the Shita of the Rambam that once she becomes his ovek deil, once the woman becomes his obek dele, so the yuminide, the beginning of the yuminide is suspended until she will have counted zayniki. And when does the Rambam say, 7-11, that is in the case where she doesn't have a veset kavua, where she doesn't have a regular cycle. So then the Rambam, so according to the Rambam and all that of the Shainim, even if a woman does not have a regular cycle, so we say that once she becomes a Zovek Dele, so the beginning, the commencement of this Yemenide is suspended. But according to the Rambam, vis-a-vis a woman who does not have a Veset Kavua, So then it's an even cheshbon of 7-11. All right. Now, let's see the tesis. Dover HaGeirin says it. That's what I'm saying on the other. Dover HaGeirin says, Vim Teima, you let us be safe to Chiyach. This is Seres, L'chav Dover Mayinei Achodu. Afal gav di dam teyar in igerim shum tume. So Tesis Kashi is, here the Gemara says, the Maskona of the Gemara, according to Rabbanu of Hebelezer, the Maskona is, that, what he says here, the count of Zayin Ikim, only a rie that is gerim to mazive, but a rie that is not gerim to mazive, let's say like a rie's dam teish, is not say, but the Gemara said before that according to Rav, that my Nachodu, so if a woman was a Yeledes B'Zeif, and she became obligated to count Zaynikim, and then the Yemeteya began, and then she had the Viazda within the Yemeteya, within the Lamed Gimuyeh, or within the Samach Vovyeh. So that is Eiseya, but Eiriya b'meiteya is certainly not there in Zime. It's not there in any domain. Still, in connection with a woman who became obligated to count Zaynikim, so it is Eiseya. So we see that even Eiriya that is not there in Zime, like Eiriya of Damteya, so still it can be Seiseya. So why shouldn't Riyah of Damkeishi? True, Riyah of Damkeishi is not Gerem Zive, because Doma Machmas Atzmo, Doma Machmas Vodo. But Seiseya it should be just like Riyah of Damteya. It's a very strong kasha. V'yeshleima di Damteya choshiv Gerem Tvei. Kivin shim lo yoldo havezovo oinido. Lirav di Oma ma'ilecha. So he says, Damteya is considered as Geirim to Mazim. Kibushin loyal though, have a Zovo in it. Because if she hadn't been a Yildes, so then it would be Geirim. It would be Geirim to Mazim. Kibushin loyal though, have a Zovo in it. So what is Teisa Shite? Teisa Shite is that Dam Teyar is Seiseir, it's Mashma. From this Teisves, the Teisa Shite is the Dam Teyar, the rear of Dam Teyar is Seisa Kolchim. Now, I asked you to make copies of the Chiddush HaRashbo. So if you went over the Rashbo, you'll see that the Rashbo mentions 2 days. One day in the Rashbo is that Damteya is Seisir Kol Shiro. And that appears to be the Shita of Teis Vesia. Because then the other day of the Rashbo, and that appears to be the Shita of the Rashbo himself, that even Rias Damteya is not Seiseya Kol Shiro, she doesn't have to start. If a woman, let's say, was a Yeledes Vizei, and then she started to count Zayniki, and she counted already 6 days. On the 7th day of the Zayniki, which was in Yemiteya, so she saw Dam. So the Shita of the Rashbo himself is that it's not Seiseya all the Zaynikim. So one lotion is that it's Seiseya all the Zaynikim. So even though she already had counted 6 days, 6 clean days, but if on the 7th day she saw Dam Yemiteya, so she has to start counting anew. New 7 clean days. Then the Rashbo himself says no. That since the Dam Teya is not Geirim Tumazive, so Mimele, it's not Seiseya all the Zaynikim. But what does it mean that it is Seiseya, it is Seiseya Yemechot? That's the Shita of the Rashbo. Now, so it's Mashma from this Teisa, the Teisa does not agree with the Shita of the Rashbo. But Teisa agrees with the other lotion that the Rashbo mentions. Because if Teisves had agreed with the Shita of the Rashbo, and Teisves Shita is like Rashi, we'll see, I mean, it can be seen from the Teisves at the bottom. So it is, V'imim Teimar, V'orove Sova B'ferik Beis, V'yefshal P'sichas HaKeva B'lidam, V'im Kein Tister, D'orche B'inon Shiva Nikim Midam. So the Masho explains this Teisves, that Teisves means, so even though Damkeishi is not Seiseya, but as Rashi says, it's not Seiseya Kol Shivo, but that day that she had the Rias Damkeishi is not Eile. So, and here Rove says, Eines Iseres Veile, that means even that the Yema Lady itself is Eile. But Seiseya Mechod it should be, so Teisa Shita is like Rashi, not like the Rambam. That Dam Keishi is not even Seisa Yemechot. But Teisa Shita is that Dam Keishi, even though it's not Geirim to Mazive, so it is Seisa Yemechot. It's Seisa Yemechot. So mainly, if Teisa Shita had been that Dam Teya is only Seisa Yemechot, not Seisa Kol Shivo, so Teisa says no Kashi. What's the Kashi? So it's the same thing. So obviously, Teis Veshite is not like the Rashbo. Teis Veshite is like the lotion that the Rashbo mentions first, that Dam Teya is not Seisa Kol Shivo, but Dam Teya is Seisa Yemechot only. Only that day is not Eile. Teis Veshite is, I'm sorry. So Teis Veshite is that Dam Teya is Seisa Kol Shivo, whereas Dam Keishi is only Seisa Yemechot. So that's the discussion. What's the difference between Damkeishi, that is only Seisa Yemechot, and Damteyar is Seisa Kolchivo? So this is there it says, V'yesh Leimar, the Damteyar Choshev Gerem Tvei, Kiven Sheim Lo Yoldo, Havizovo Yide Lerav De Oma Mayenechotu, V'lidom Lekeishi, V'leilom Dam Shetire Machmas Keishi, Leide Enigerem Zim. So in other words, what Teis V'Shiteh? Teis V'Shiteh is the Damteya is considered as Geirim to Mazive. Why? Because if she hadn't been a Yeledes, so there it would be Geirim either Tumas Shivas Yimei Tumas Lide or Shivas Yimei Tumas Zive, depending whether it's in the Yimei Lide or Yimei Zive. Only because it's Yimei Teya, she's a Yeledes. But if she hadn't been a Yeledes, so the same would be Geirim to Mashivo, and sometimes to Mashiva Zivo, not to Mashiva Snido, if it will be in the Yimei Zivo. So Mimele Damteya I Sei Seya Kolchi. That's the issue. Naktinon Denkeishi Sei Se. Mikan Mashma Dolido Dodarashe Esi. אם לא ישנה פורש ליל ורבון הנסל לידר שהיין אל הר דרושה, אך משמע דלו ידר שתו. So since it's נקטין on the in case she say say, and if we say like according to Reb Lezer, so דם כן שהיא say say, and Reb Lezer דרשנס דסים, we had it in the Gemara daf lamed hey, so since we say naktim din keishi say seya mikam mashmi loy darshe esi im loy sheni forish liyol rabon esli darshe hainel har droshi, so it only means that only this esi we don't darshe, but in general we do darshe ach mashmi loy darshe kwa. In other words, the question is when the Gemara says Rab Leza dorish esi rabon loy darshe esi, does the Gemara mean Reb Leza Dorish Esim, Rabbonu Loi Darash Esim in Kol HaTerek, Loi Darash Esim, or Rabbonu Loi Darash Esim here? So then the question arises, if in Kol HaTerek, they are Deirish Esim, why is here different? So that's not Mistaber. This is what Teisa says, Mikam Mashma Ad Loi Darash Esim. Im Loi Sheni Forish Liyul, Rabbonu Esim Loi Darash, Ayin Lahar Droshe. This S, we do not Darash. But other Esim, we do Darash. Achmash madloy darshecha. Abaye omar in his series v'neile kosav rashi v'tshuvachas. The Abaye meide di meileide sheinereye ben eilin li sviras zivoso. So Rashi, you see, Rashi is the other pole of the Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu paskins like Abaye. That he may lidoso, she nerei ben eidin lisvira zivoso. And Rashi says, not only don't we pass like Abaye, we pass like Rove, but even Abaye himself agrees that he lifish daite, that he may lidoso, she nerei ben, is eidin lisvira zivoso. When Abaye says that it's eidin, so Abaye says it a limit of Marines. But Abaye himself, Alibed Rabbonon of Reb Marines, so Abaye is made that Yemei Lidoso Sheinereye Ben is a Lisvira Zivoso. Because of Rashi Shivach, Abaye made Yemei Lidoso Sheinereye Ben is a Lisvira Zivoso. The Oche Mucha Perik Bosim Emna Breis, the Oche Alibed Reb Marines Kain. Tei da dei regilus limi boye chodin milse bitrei duchte, di boye le Oche. Here the Gemara raises the question as to whether Yemei Lidoso Sheinereye Ben is a Lisvira Zivoso. And in Perik Bosim and the Gemara raises the same question. So the question, and then the Gemara mentions a braise that says in so many words, Yimelidoso Sheinereye Ben Eilin Lisvira Zivoso. How is it that the Gemara, that's strange, that the Gemara should mention the same Abaye in two places, and in one place the Gemara mentions in Machlekes, in the other place in Perik Bosim, the Gemara doesn't mention Machlekes Abaye and Rove, but the Gemara just mentions a Braise, cites a Braise that says in effect, that Yimolidoso Shenereya Ben Izeel Yisrael was. So that's strange. The answer is, it's two separate abayas. Over there, the Gemore has an abaye alibe de didan, who do not pass like Chabarines. So the Gemara is patient from the price and the freshes that the Melidoso Shinerei Ben is in this for as was. That's according to everybody. Rove Abaye according to everybody. Here the Gemara raises the Abaye Ali with the Reb Merines. Maybe Reb Merines' Shita is different. Why should Reb Merines' Shita be different? All right, so Tesis will explain. So Abaye says, Ali with the Reb Merines, Ye Melidoso Shinerei Ben is in this for as was. Why? So he's medayik. Because Rav Merines says, uses the lotion, in latest he seres b'zini. Why does he use the lotion, in latest he seres? Let him say, lady, that Yimelei the alien land, so to be a bigger chidesh. Then, is he seres? So the implication me, Rav Merines is, so Abaye deduced from the lotion of Rav Merines that Rav Merines holds it's only not seser, but alien it isn't. But I live it down, Abaye is made it. That he will do so, Shinerea Ben, he's in this as it was. Oh, Uvi, Teida. They are the Jerusalem boy, you call the Milsa between Duchte, the boy, the Hoche, Uvi Shile Piri Bosime. We saw a Hilik Abaye, a Bryce, the Osso. There the Gemore cites a Bryce before Ashes, that he will do so, Shinerea Ben, he's in this as it was. We saw the Malohem Abaye, we hover the Haskir Stire, Lohoyolem Haskir. El Aliyah, whether it's ill or not. Why? It's formulated in a very strange way. First, the Gemara mentions the member of Rav Merines. What does Rav Merines say? That in Lidis is Sarah's. Then the Gemara asks, Iboilo Mashkal, why mention Rav Merines here altogether? The answer is, the whole Shaila is Ali with Rav Merines. That's why the Gemara mentions Rav Merines. The Malo and Labai were all asked to say, the Hoyle and Masker Lalie, whether it's Eile, the Pligable, Elo Ali with the Marines boy, Mao Shiala. Why should we say that according to Marines is different? Milino Katin Lady Ciceres, will you come on Name de Eile, Michal de Svirli de Eile, or you deal more about Alie, Jim de Ciceres Alcohole, Mivaha Tito, Shoy Tumor of Second Name, Umai Serovim and Aminolo. So then, if the whole Machlekes is in regard to Rav Merines, but in regard to the Don, everybody agrees that it's Eile. So what kind of a raya is it? What kind of a raya does Rove offer? I mean, maybe that price does not represent the view of Rav Merines. It represents the view of the Rabbonon. So there is no shaila. The answer is, Minastam, Rav Merines wouldn't be chilek on a price of mefreshes. So if we see a price mefreshes that it is Eile, so it is only reasonable to assume that Rav Merines will also agree with that price. Mr. Rav Merines, the Polika called Abai Maisim and Aminolo, the Ketane, the Polika price in Bosim. The Ikele Meimar, the Rav Merines, Svirlein Amoche. Milikoma Rav Merines in his Seres Veile. We are Dean, the Avimotza Abai Lasuya price in the Tay. There is a price that deals with a woman who is all mixed up as to her counts, as to her status. So that's called Braise Diteye. So that Braise Diteye says in so many words that Yimeleide Sheinereben Eine Eile Lisfira Zivoso. So we do have a Braise. So the question is, why doesn't Abaye mention that Braise? So the stage says in Echaname, Abaye could have mentioned that Braise. Vadin da mo sa bai va su ye price ni teye ba mapeles di svora de inele di savre de inele elo di rove ab meikle but he doesn't mention it. If he had mentioned that price, so rove would have said that price represents the view of Rebleza, and Rebleza certainly holds inele, because according to him, so even if something is not given to me zive, it is still sincere. If it is sincere, Allah has come with Hamo, it is not tailored. Elo the Rob have a military traveler, to the Moke Price in the song. Came Pierce Rash. That's Rashi Shit in the Chum. So, according to Rashi, there is not even a single Mandoma who holds that he may lead also Shenereya Ben is in a lay. Even Abaye only says it a little bit of Marines. But Alibi the Dan Abai is made it. Alright. Umashe Pirish. The Maiser of Emino Amino of the Mistom Polika Movin is a Koshe. Do Al Koch. So that's the riot. Since. Since he says the mistome loy polichem rinis akro, since the price mentions the posik vachatito, so Reb Mirines couldn't be chilik on it. So how could he say that? Reb Lezer certainly holds that yemileide sheinereibe is eneile. So how about this price? So that price does not agree with Reb Lezer doesn't agree with that price. So maybe Reb Mirines doesn't agree with the price either. Umashe pirish the maaser rov im namen und bistom und polik amun es hakro koshe dal kocho Reb Lezer polik veishlim ed avim otzel nemo tamecho elu bil abba chedochele abayisha umashe pirish braise ma peles meikil rov ik Reb Lezer davke because that braise the braise of teir im apeles. So says in so many words that yimeli dosha shenerei ben eilele. So that price, Rove will apply according to Reb Lezer. So it doesn't mean that that price conforms completely to Reb Lezer. No, because that pramuk davke behoavik Reb Lezer. The eilele lo avoli gamol havik Reb Lezer. Don't make lo ki Rabbi Akiva. The boy is swooning before Einu. There is a machlekes in the first perek between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. How many bdikes is miakev by Zogadel? She has to count Zayniki. So Reb Lezer, that's the way we paskin that the evet. So we only require a bdike on the first day of the Zayniki and the bdike on the last day of the Zayniki. We, even though she did not make Ibdike every day of the Zayniki, so it's not Makiv David. Even with the Rabbonon David, it's not Makiv. This is what Reb Lezer says. We pass by Reb Lezer. Rabbi Akiva says that Ibdike every day of the Zayniki is Makiv. Ibdike every day of the Zayniki is Makiv. So Rabbi Akiva says, suppose she made Ibdike on the first day of the Zayniki, and then she made the bdike on the last day of the Zayniki. So only one day she has, and she has to count 6 more days after the bdike of the 7th day. So in other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be svurim ponim. Every day has to be sofor. Sofor in the sense, of course, everybody agrees it has to be sofor. If it's not clean, so she doesn't have to count the Zayniki. But Rabbi Akiva means sofor that a bdike has to be made every day of the Zayniki. So that price of teir says several things. One of the halachas that this price of teir in Mapele says is that every day, that a bdike of every day of the Zayniki is makir. That's not in accordance with Rabbi Lezer's view. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, only it's what is miakif? Only bdike the first day and the seventh day. The first day and the seventh day. And as a matter of fact, there is a machlekes amoraim as to whether a bdike of the first day and the seventh day is me'akev. One amira says that it's only me'akev one day of the Zayniki, either the first day or the seventh day. But one amira says that according to Reb Lezer, a bdike on the first day and the seventh day is me'akev, but not the bdike of every day of the Zayniki. And that price of teye says that every day has to be sofor. That bdike every day of the Zayniki is me'akev. So that point in that price does not accord with Reb Lezer. But the other point that yimei svire, yimei zeleide shein reye ben, is ein eilin li svira zivoso, come for accord with Reb Lezer. With Reb Lezer polikali before he come. So this is Rashi. So Rashi shite is that even Abaye is made it, I'll live the day, and I'll live the dam, that you may shein reye ben is in the sphere of the vosso. And Abaye only says it, I'll live the remembrance. All right. Rabbi Natam says just the reverse. The Rabbi Natam before HD has a Gabbai. So, number one, Rabbi Natam says that the machlekes between Abai and Rovi is not a little bit of Marines, but it's a machlekes a little bit of Nafshai. And according to Abai himself, so Yimelidosa Shinereben is in the Sphira Zivosa. And furthermore, we pass like Abai. For Hilchas Abaye, they lay, Uchi Price and Mapeles, Umidandi, Amaralo, Shmamina Arba, the Milide, Nailin, Lafkimna Price, the Leo, the Lafkimna Price, the Leo, the Levi, the Hachinuye, the Price, the Bosimen, the Savre, the Ailin. So the question is, that's one of the rise of Hamta. There the Gemara says, Shmamino Gimel. From that price of ten, we can deduce three aloches. One of the aloches is that Svurim Bino. I mean, in other words, that all the Zaynikim have to be Svurim. In other words, there has to be a Bdikim. And every day of Zaynikim, otherwise it's back. And two other aloches. Why doesn't? But that price also says that Milede Shein Rebe. So why doesn't the Gemara say Shmam Arba? Why doesn't the Gemara say Shmam Arba? Elo in the main Elo Dvorim Shel Chidush. I will hope she tell on the Elo. It's a very strange riot. Very strange riot that Rabbi Natan mentions. So why doesn't the Gemara say Shmam Dalet? That price says in so many words that in the Lady Shin Reiben. Amen. So the Gemara should say Shmam Nadalet. The answer is the Gemara only mentions things that are not Dvorim Pshutim, like that's Svurim Bino. So that's not in the Poshul, because we passed that Loi Svurim Bino. And still this price says that Svurim Bino, that the Bdike, every day of the Zaynikim is Me'ake. So that is a Chiddush. So he has to mention Masheinke, the Yemelede Shein Reiben. So we pass like that. So what kind of a chiddush is it? Shmamino, that this price holds that ain't ailing then. Why shouldn't it hold ain't ailing? We pass like that. It's a very strange right. All right. I will hope she tell on the name. Veidim Rametam, the price of the Bosim and Nikolai may mark in the forest like Rav Pope. Mishum, now let's see the price. The price of Ein Eli. Of Ein Eli. To come and Dafnun Dalet. Now, the second line, Dafnun Dalet on the base. Now here is the Abaye, the first line, Dafnun Dalet Beis. Yimelei de boyel, Yimelei de sheinerei ben, Mau sheyal nisvira zivosa. The same Abaye as the Gemara has here. So Omar Rav Tane Toshe, Roas Oshnai, if she saw Bisich Yidalef Yeim shebenidel nide in the Yimei Zive, she saw two, she had two Ries Bishufim. So that means even if she's a yeldes, so she becomes his own. Roas oshnai ulishlishi pilo, and on the third day she had a miscarriage, and she doesn't know what a miscarriage. Sometimes you can have a miscarriage before the fetus is 40 days old, so then it's nothing. I mean, it's not even considered as a miscarriage. So, Roas Oshnai, Ulishlishi Pilo, Veni Yidas Mai Pilo. So the question is, was there a lady? A miscarriage is also a lady miscarriage, if the fetus is 40 days or more. But if it's less, so then it's not a lady. And Veni Yidas Mai Pilo, Havei Zesofik Zives, she doesn't know whether there was that, where there was a Vlad. Maybe there wasn't a Vlad, maybe there wasn't Dam, maybe there were both. So, Harez is Sophic Save, Sophic Lady, maybe Kolben, Vein in Nechal. It's not Nechal because she doesn't know whether she's a Yildis. A Yildis is Mechuyeris to bring a Kolben, but she doesn't know. V'yimili Dosso, and the price says, Yimili Dosso, she ain't Reyeben, Eilin lo Lisvir Azivoso. Eilin lo en Lisvir Azivoso. So he says, so the Braise says in so many words that he will do so she read Ben Yehuli Sira Zivosa. Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Kane tried to be patient, get a buy. Because the Braise says in so many words, Eilin lo Sira Zivosa. Omar Rav Pope, no, it's no Raya. Shana Hosom Kivin Dikil Meima, Yelede Zohari, Vichol Hane Shiva Yisei Redika Yehuli, Salkalo Lisvira Zivosa. So he says maybe Melidoso Shein Reimben is any name on Israel's Vosso. As Abaye says now. But then you ask why, but this price says in so many words, Vimelidoso Shein Reimben is in Israel's Vosso? Because here she's mixed up, she doesn't know whether she's a Yildiz, she's not a Yildiz. So there are all kinds of possibilities. So Mele, we have a Svexveke. The reason is why. The price says here, because we have a svek sveki. Maybe she was not yieldess altogether. Vinidas maipil. So, and assuming that she was a yieldess, maybe she miscarried a nikeva. I'm sorry, maybe she miscarried the zoch. So then, if someone miscarries a zoch, so it's only to me. A miscarriage is like a lady. A miscarriage of a fetus that is over 40 days is like a lady. So if the fetus is izocho, she is only to me a lady 7 days. So 7 days. So the male, the other four, and she, but she, because of isofik, she observes 14 days because she doesn't know. So the male, after the 14 days expired, and if she didn't see any dam, and if she knows that there were 7 days within the 14 days that she was clean completely, so mele on the basis of Svexveike, she can be Tiveles and be Muteres Lebailo. Because first there is a possibility maybe there was no lady altogether. Not even a miscarriage of a fetus that is over 40 days. And assuming that there was a lady, maybe the miscarried fetus was his ocho. So Mimele, now it's already after the 14 days. So even if we assume that Yemelidoso Shein Reimben is Einilu Yisvira Zivoso, but if the miscarried fetus was his ocho, so then she realized the count in the second 7 days within the period of 14 days. So it's no raya from this braise. That Yimelidoso Shein Reimben is Eilin Sfira Zivoso. Maybe it's Ein Eilin. And here the price says Eilin on the basis of Svexveike. Omer Ravune Breit Rav Yishuel Rav Pope B'yilede Zocho Ike Lisvuke B'yilede Zekeve Leke Lisvuke Elo, in other words, we cannot apply Svexveike. Why not? Alright, this is discussing it. Elav Shmamino Eil Shmamino. So Rav Pope said that it's no raya from this braise that it's alien. But maybe here the braise says alien because of this possibility of Svexveike. But Ravune Breit Rav Yishuel says, no, we cannot apply here Svexveike. So mele, this braise is raya, is a moke to the aloche, that in general, Yimelidoso, Shein, or Reyeben, so is alien is as it was. Now let's see the text. Oh, veidim rabnetam. The braise the bosime. Now, so Rashi's shita is Rashi not Rishenim say that we pass in Yimelidoso Shein Reyeben is Eilin Sfirazimos. But rabnetam says we pass like Abaye. So then the question arises: how can we pass like Abaye? But here there is a braise in the foreshes. The price of Mufresh is that Rav Kana mentioned that is expressive of the Aloche that Yimelidoso Shinereyeben is Eilu Nisvira Zeroso. So it's a kasha against Rav Netam. So Rav Netam says no, it's no kasha. Veidim Rav Netam the price that was similar to the name of the Mufresh Rav Pope. Mishudim o Yoldo Zoho. Mishudim, I'm sorry. Mishudim o Yoldo Zoho. להוך אלה שבוע שני לספירה זה ווסו ודבור אופניר הטווי מדיקטון ואין קורבון הנחל ווואי זה אין קורבון הנחל if we in other words if we had been sure that there was a lady so the קורבון should be נחל אם כן ניקל המימה אימה לא יולד the fact that the price says that אין קורבון הנחל shows that even though she had a miscarriage, but we are not sure whether that miscarriage was really a miscarriage. In other words, if the miscarriage was of a fetus that was less than 40 days, then the miscarriage is no miscarriage, does not constitute a lady. So, im kenikelem eima, eima lo yoldo, vafilo yoldo eime yoldo zocho, viteida, delikimil divre ravune dehoso, vilohodabe. In other words, who said that it's no raya from that price? Because that price might be saying that Yemelidoso Shinereya Ben Eil Nisvira Zevosa on the basis of Svekseke, Eime Yolde Zohar. So Rav Pope said that. And then Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua disagreed with Rav Pope. And he said, why? Only Zohar, she could have any kiva too. So the question is, once Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua said that to Rav Pope, did Rav Pope concede to Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua, or he didn't concede? So Teisa says no. Rav Pope persevered in his memory that it's no raya from that price. He did not concede to Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua. V'teila do lekibul de Ravune de hosom v'lodabei elo sovadeneli. How do we know that Rav Pope did not concede to Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua? After all, the Gemara doesn't mention. Omele Rav Pope, no, it's not as you say. So perhaps he did concede. So he says, so he mentions Raya. Midikoma bishmaitim. Rav Pope omar al kocho chikishna kosu. So Rav Pope here says, al kocho chikishna kosu. That this price that says, my yimei doso in ruin lizive v'isvira shiva ilamen. Af yimei lidoso shen in ruin lizive. Ein svira shiva ilamen. And Rove said that accords with Rablezer. But according to Rabbonon, it is ill. But Rav Pope said, Al Kocho, the second Loshon. Rav Pope, Al Kocho, Chikishna Kosov. In other words, this Braise that says, that Yimelidoso Shein Reyeben, is Einele, he represents the view of everybody, not only of Rablezer, Rablezer, Rabakiv, everybody. So in other words, so then there is a Braise Mephoreshes according to Rav Pope, that Yemelidoso Shenereyeben is so Mimele he couldn't concede to Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua, because according to Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua, that Braise tells us that it is Eilo L'Svira Zivoso, and here Rav Pope is saying that the Braise that says that it is not Eilo L'Svira Zivoso is according to everybody. So we have to say that Rav Pope, even after Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua said to Rav Pope that there is a raya from the Braise, he still persevered in his view that this Braise only says Eilu Nisvira Zevosa on the basis of Svekzveke, because Eime Yolde Zocho, but in general, it's Eime Eilu Nisvira Zevosa. So that's like Rav Netam. In other words, the Aloha is like Abai. ותן אלו כאילו דבר אבו נדור סום, ולא עוד הבא, אלו סום עדי נאלים, ודיקום אבי שמייצן, רב פופו אמר, על כוח כשנה כוסוף, וי סום הרילים, אם כן על כוח, צורך להיוק מכיר רב אלעזר, כי דמי כרובה, ומי דוחק להיוק מכיר רבו נדר רב אלעזר, דאמרה, אין דונן אפשר, משי אפשר, כי דיבלה מוכה, צורך להיוק מכיר רב אלעזר, דאום הרי נאלים, נאלים, אלו ועד אלו יודע בה, ומי הוא, איגר סינוליל, דאומה, Vioma, Seisei, Rebelezea, Vihoche, Rebelezea, Einlich Yachlum. You see, there are two Yosoyes in the Gemara. As far is the Allah, the question of Riebeinis, whether it is Seisei Kol Shiva or not, is concerned. So there it is, Rebbe, there it is, So there are two Gersoyes in that Gemara, whether it's Rebbe Lozer or Rebbe Lozo. So one Gersa says, the Gersa we have here is Rabbi Elezer with the Yud after the line. And there is another Gersa that Rebbe Lozo, the Omar Rabbi Shlishis, Beit Kinesi. Now, in the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe Lezer, whether Don in Efshia, Mishi Efshia, there it's definitely Rebbe Lezer. Now, so if we say that here it's Rebbe Lozo, and in regard to the question as to whether Riebeinis is Seisei Kol Zayin or not, it's Rebbe Lozo without Yud. But over there in the Aloche of Don in Efshia, Mishi Efshia, it's Rebbe Lezer, so Mimele, so it's no raya. Teisa says, he says, Midikom Abishmaiti, Rav Pope, Omar, Alkoch, Kishna Kosov, Vi Sovareli, Imkin Alkoch, Tzorch, Leuk, Meki Rebelezer, Kidimeki Rove, Vamai Dochik, Leuk, Meki Rabon, and Rebelezer. So that is true if we are Geres here also Rebelezer. So Mimele, we are forced to apply that according to Rebbe Lezer, because Rebbe Lezer is the Mora Dishmaitze who says, don't nefsha mishefsha. But if we are Geres here, Rebbe Lozo, and over there he says, Rebbe Lezer, so Mele, we are not forced to say that this is the same Tane, the one who says, don't nefsha mishefsha. He holds that Triya Beinez, he says, Miu Iga Asino Liil Doma Seise Rebbe Lozo Vihoche Rebbe Lezer Ein Lich Yachlu Vidivri Rav Popet Lekamon Ike Limei Maardeine Ike Afal Pi De Haves Vexvek. In other words, so Ramutam said that even though the Braise says there Yimelidoso Shinereye Ben is Eilin Lisvira Zivoso, but we can say like Rav Popet says that price, there is no raya from that price, that in general it's able to see as it was. So maybe over there in that specific case where she's esophic illness, esophic not illness, so on the basis of Svexveike, it's able to see as it was. So but in any other case, it's able to see as it was. So so he says, and Rav Pope did not concede to Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua. So now he says it's possible to say no, that Rav Pope did concede to Rav Nebrit Rav Yeshua, even though Rav Pope mentioned a very good reason as to why in that particular case it should be able to sphere as a vosso on the basis of Svexveike. No, because we could say that we cannot apply Svexveike, because there we are faced with the dilemma that if we apply Svexveike one way, so then we are faced with the dilemma of applying Svexveike conversely or inversely. So the klal is, if you have Svexveike one way and you have Svexveike, and if you can apply Svexveike inversely, so then you don't apply Svexveike altogether, because you cannot apply Svexveike in two antithetical ways. So he says, we did Rav Popper le kamon ikalemim adeini ikea, afal pi da habe svexveike, afal pi da habe svexveike, vafil hoche, shavu asheini, in eilo ispira zivoso, di ikalemei chash, di umonikeivei, ki di koma ravune hosom, mishum, di ikename svexveike, bisef yimeteya, di sasrele, ki di parishas liil, gaba apeles chayovei. So what Teisve says, and the Maram explains it in line with what Teisve says before, that the reason is why the Ravune Breid Rav Yeshua does not accept Rav Popes Memre, that this Braise says Yimelidoso Shinereben is alien sphere as a voso on the basis of Svexveke. No, it couldn't be on the basis of Svexveke. Why not? Because if we say on the basis of Svexveke, so that means that the reason is why the Braise says that after the 14 days expired, so and if let's say the second seven days, so walk clean, so then she's mutaris levailo, let's say on the night of the 15th because of his vexveke, maybe lo yoldo and vintin so ima yoldo ima zocho yoldo, so we couldn't say that because we have. Then we can visualize this vexveke inversely, conversely. In other words, now this woman, who is all mixed up, she doesn't know whether she had a lady, she didn't have a lady, whether there was a riyazdam or there was no riyazdam. Now suppose she reaches the 34th day. She has a riyazdam on the 34th day of that apparent miscarriage. She doesn't know whether it was a real miscarriage because maybe the fetus was less than 40 days. But let's say when she reaches the 34th day of this apparent miscarriage and she has a riyazdam on the 34th day and then she has another riyazdam on the 41st day. So we can apply on the basis of Svexveke. So we should say on the basis of Svexveke, so we should say that she is Mutaris. Why? Because maybe, so, so if on the 34th day is of the apparent miscarriage, so she had a riyazdam, and then she had a riyazdam on the 41st day, so then we can apply another kind of svexveke, come inversely. In other words, if we we can say that maybe it's loyoldo, maybe she didn't have a miscarriage of a fetus was over 40 days. So loyal the klal. So if it's loyal the klal, so and now on the 34th day she has a riyazdam, so that marks the commencement of the Yemenidin. Because this is except according to the Rambam, so it's always a sophic, maybe it's Yemenidin, maybe it's Yemizive. But according to all the other Rishenim, so if a woman did not have a riyazdam for a long time, and then she has a riyazdam, we don't have to make any calculations. So definitely, it marks the beginning of Yemenide. It marks the beginning of Yemenide, because according to the Ramban Shite, when is it Yemezive, only the Yudalef Yeim that follow immediately upon the Shivas Yomim of actual nidus, not of potential nidus. So Mimele, if she had a miscarriage and then she stopped bleeding shortly afterwards, and then she didn't start bleeding until the 34th day. So according to Ramban Shite, it's definitely the Yemenide. He wasn't actually a nido in the 7 days prior to the 34th day. So Mimele, it marks the beginning of the Yemenido. So that means So one suffix is maybe there was no lady. There was no miscarriage of a real fetus. So Mele, now that she had Elias dam, on the 34th, so that marked the beginning of the Yeminida. So she became a Nido for 7 days. Now, when is the seventh day? The 40th. Now on the 41st, she again has Elias dam. So if she, assuming this contingency, that there was no lady, so Mimele, the Rie of, on the 34th day, marked the beginning of the Yemenido. So then, and she remained in Ido for 7 days. What is the seventh day? The 40th. And the 41st, she had another Rio. So that's the first day of the Yudalef Yei, following actual Nidus. So what does she become? Is she Meres Yei Kineged Yei? So all she has to count is one clean day. All she has to count is one clean day. So she has to count the 42nd day and the night of the 43rd, she's with Teres Lebayo. If we say that. And assuming. So in other words, so there is one reason as to why she should be with Teres Lebayo on the night of the 43rd. And then assuming that she was a illness, that she had a real miscarriage. She real miscarriage. So maybe there's another possibility. Maybe she miscarried in a cave. If she miscarried in a cave, so Mimele, both the Rie on the 34th day as of the miscarriage and the Rie on the 41st day as of the miscarriage are both Damteya. Are both Damteya. Because if she miscarried in a cave, so all the days following the first 14 days are Yemeteya. So both the 34th day is Yemeteya and the 41st day is Yemeteya. So she should be Muteres if that contingency is true. She should be Muteres immediately. But we couldn't be mad to her immediately. But on the basis of Mislex Veike, Eima lo yoldo, Vim timtzel Eima yoldo, Eima yoldo nikevo, she should be Muteres on the night of the 43rd day. So, but then if we apply such a Svek Sveike, that will be in conflict with the other Svek Sveike that Rav Popper mentions. Eima lo yolodo, vim timtzel eima yoldo, vim timtzel eima yoldo, eima zocho yoldo. So Mimele, we cannot, so Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua says to Rav Popper, you cannot apply this kind of Svek Sveike. Suppose you do apply this kind of Svek Sveike, and you say that she is Muteres Lebailo on the night of the 15th, on the basis of Eima lo yolodo, vintim tzalima yolodo, Eima zoho ipilo. And because of that, so mainly the second 7 days within the period of the 14 days that already expired, so uor eile lisvira zivoso, and you will be mad to her on that basis, Lebailo on the night of the 15th. Now suppose, after you are mad to her, Lebailo on the night of the 15th, she'll have on the 34th of the year, and she'll have on the 41st of the year. So then you'll be able to apply a Svek Sveike conversely, that she should be Muteres Lebailo on the night of the 43rd day, because of Svek Sveike. Eima lo yolodo. So Mimele, if it's lo yolodo, so the Rie on the 34th marked the beginning of Nidus, and then the Rie on the 41st was a Rie on the first day of the Yudalef Yei that followed immediately upon actual Nidus. So she becomes only Zobektane, and she only has to count one clean day. So on the night of the 43rd, she should be Muteres Lebailo. So Mimele Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua says to Rav Popper, you cannot apply a Svek Sveike and be mad to her on the night of the 15th, on the basis of the Svek Sveike of Eima lo yolodo, Vim timtzel eima yolodo, Eima zocho ripilo, because suppose she'll have a Rie, you'll be mad to her now. Libayro on the night of the 15th, and then she'll have a Riyah on the 34th, and then she'll have a Riyah again on the 41st, and then you'll be able to apply a Svek Sveke conversely and say, Eima lo yolodo vim tim zalema yolodo. Eima nikeilo epilo. Some mele lechol apoches on the night of the 43rd, she returns Libayro, but then there'll be stire. So what will you say then? We cannot apply the Svek Sveke the other way because we already applied the Svek Sveke in the direction of Eima Zohar Epilo. So because of that, look, I cannot apply the Svek Sveke conversely. Eima Nekeu Epilo. But since it's possible that she will have a Rie on the 34th and on the 41st. So Mimele, it has to be safe Maase B'machshov Etchilo, and we shouldn't be able to apply the Svek Sveke of Eima lo yolodo vim timtel Eima yolodo Eima zoho lepilo. So that's the cloud. In other words, that we cannot apply a Svek Sveke if a Svek Sveke could be conceived that will operate conversely. Because to apply now the Svek Sveke this way, and then when she has a Riyah on the 34th and the Riyah on the 41st, to apply it conversely, inversely, so be it out of the sasre. So Memele, if it's only conceivable that a situation will arise where it will be possible to apply a Svek Sveke conversely, so then we don't apply a Svek Sveke either way. So this is what Rav Huna Brit Rav Yeshua says. So Memele, we cannot say Es Rav Netam. We cannot say Es Rav Netam. That the halacha is like Abaye, and even though the Braise there says in so many words Daf Nun Dalet that Yemelidoso Shinereya Ben Eil Nisvira Zivoso Eil Nisvira Zivoso, so that's no raya because as Rav Pope says, because we Rav Huna Brit Rav Yeshua rejected Rav Pope's memory, and with very sound lomdes. So Memele, we should say, so there is reason to assume that once Rav Huna Brit Rav Yeshua mentioned this lomdes to Rav Pope, that Rav Pope conceded to Rav Huna Brit Rav Yeshua. So Memele, if he conceded, so then it's a price in the foreshes that Yemelidoso, She'eino Re'ebehen, is able to sphere as a mosso. So it's not like Rav Netam. All right, he says. V'divra Rav Pope, t'likamoni k'lemim adeini ikia, af opid aves vexveike, af lohoche, shofu asheini neilu isvira zivoso. Why? Why should it be eile? On the basis of svexveike? Because we can apply the svexveike in the direction of eim azohar ipilo. No! But maybe a situation will arise that we'll have to apply the svexveike conversely. Eim amikeve ipilo. So maybe we shouldn't apply the svexveike either way, in either direction. If she will have a Rie on Yim Lamedalet and then another Rie on Yim Malev, the Sasralok, so that will be in conflict with this Svek Sveke. So Mele, if it's conceivable that there will be a Svek Sveke, that the situation will arise where it will be possible to apply Svek Sveke inversely, conversely, so Mele, we don't apply it either way, kidparish es lil gam apeles chayovei umiu kibi de inkabon on echal ike bilavoch es vek sveike shemo loy roaso vafilu roaso shemo loy lodo. So now Rav Netam says that even though it is conceivable that a situation will arise that she'll have a Riyah on the 34th and another Riyah on the 41st. And then it will be possible to apply the Svek Sveke conversely. And that will be in conflict with the application of the Svek Sveke this way, that Eimar, Lo Yolodo, Vim Timtzel Eimar Yolodo, Shem Zohar Epilo. No. Since the price says, Ein Korbon Anecha, Ein Korbon Anecha. In other words, why is Ein Korbon Anecha? Whether she's a Yildes or she's a Zoveh, so she still is Mechuyeves to bring a Korb. So why does the Braise say, Ein kavon alecha? He pilol, and she doesn't know what she was mapil, whether she was mapil a real vlad, or she was mapil a fetus in the early stage of his embryonic development. So she does not have a din of yildes. So, but the question is whether she saw dam and it wasn't yemezivet. If she saw dam, because on two successive days she already had rias in the yemezivet. So the question is if there was a rias dam and coupled together with this miscarriage, so then she became izovet. So then she became izovet because in case she was falling, so mele that was b'shevi. So she became Izove. And whether she's Izove or Yelde, she has to bring a korban. Why does the price say, Ein korban lechal? Why? Because maybe she's not chayev as a korban. She's not chayev as a korban. But how is a chayach to say that she's not chayev as a korban? Mimonev shach she's chayev as a korban. If she had a miscarriage of a real baby that was over 40 days old, so then she's chayev as a korban on the score of Yildes. Suppose the fetus was less than 40 days, so she was not chayev as a korban on the score of Yildes, but if there was a rias dam, and she already had two rias dam on two successive days in Yemei Ziveh. And now, together with the miscarriage, there was another rias dam, so she became izoveh. So even if the fetus was less than 40 days old, but izoveh she became, and his Zobek daily is also Mechayev as a Korban. Why is in Korban and Echal? So obviously, the price is reference to a woman who is so mixed up, she doesn't know anything. She knows she had a miscarriage, but she doesn't know whether the fetus was 40 days old or maybe less than 40 days. And maybe together with this miscarriage, there was no discharge of dam altogether. So in other words, so we have another possibility, that there was no rias dam. So mimele, we can apply svekstveke, so we can say like Rav Netam. So Teisa says now, we can say like Rav Netam. In other words, there is no raya from that braise, that you may see, that aloha is, that ye may lidoso shein reyeben, is eilu isvira zivoso. Because maybe that braise says eilu isvira zivoso in that particular situation, where there is a svekstveke. What kind of svekstveke? A svekstveke that will never be in conflict with an inverse svekstveke. Why? How we can apply svekstveke by saying umiu kim dein korbono nechal ikem lavoch a svekstveke shem oloy vaso. Maybe there was no rias dam. So mele, so then she's not izove. So if she was not izove, even if she had a miscarriage of a real baby who was over 40 days old, but zaynikim is an obligation incumbent upon a izove dele, not upon a yildes. So if the miscarried fetus was less than 40 days, so then even if there was a rias dam, she doesn't have to count zaynikim. So Mimele, on the basis of that possibility, she should be Muteres Lebailo on the night of the 15th, because maybe there was no lady altogether. And Vim Tim Tzaleima, that Troaso, there was a discharge of dam coupled with the miscarriage. So she still should be Muteres. It's possible that she is Muteres Lebailo on the night of the 15th. Because maybe there was just a rias dam coupled with that miscarriage, but that the miscarried fetus was less than 40 days. So Mimele, so no situation will arise where we will have to apply a svekstveke conversely or inversely. So Mimele, we can say that Rav Pope persevered even after he heard what Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua says. He still persevered in his view that we can apply his svekstveke. So Mimele, there is no raya from the braise, so we can say like Rav Netam. Alright. Veimer Rav Netam, v'yimeleide sh'inereye ben hulamed miyalke gam v'loy lechiyoim et melov. Because other Rishonim say that the lamed of Yalkegam represents Lechayim and Meilo. Lechayim and Meilo. In other words, there is a machleket between Abai and Rovi and Eilo. A lechi can be used in the fourth side as a dechitzim. A lechi. So the question is, suppose the lechi is Eimid Meilov, it wasn't constructed deliberately, as a lechi, as a mechitzim, whether it's good or it's not good. So there is a machleket between Abai and Rovi. So the old most Rishonim say that the Lamed of Yalki Gam has reference to this machlekes of Lechem and Melov. So he says, no. So Ramtam says that the Lamed represents this machlekes between Abai and Rove. Yimelede shenereyeben, whether it's Eilu Yisvira Zvoso. So that means Aloch is like Abai, Yalki Gam. So that it's Eilu Yisvira Zvoso. ולוי לכם למילה פירה כמה נראה ורב סעדיה כוסב דלושים שלונו דחשבים כי ילדים בזייב אם עוברו ימי תומה זין לזוך או ידעו את מנקייבה וסוף ראשים וסליקים במיתי הער או אפילו במי תומה מותרס לביילו עד ממנזוך או פעילו עם קייבה אף על פי שרי ידע מה כוסף קורא דם תיער שכי ראשון לך חוני ימלא ידע שינרי יבן אילו לא סמירה זבוע סור Harry behead yachilik al mutam. So we see that Rav Sadi Goyim also passes like Rove, not like Abai. We hold we come a mapel shmam lo dalit. So Rav Tam, that was one of the strange rayas of Rav Tam. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't say shmam lo dalit and one aloche in the price of teye in the mapeles is that yimelede shenereya ben is ein eil esfira zivoso because that. Is it double portion? Because we passed like that. The Gemara only says, Shmamino, certain aloches, that this price expresses certain aloches that are not so portion. Like the aloche that Sfurim Bino, that the Yidike on every day of the Zayin Nikim is Makim. We don't pass like that. And still that price is expressive of that aloche. So that's a chiddush. But the fact that this Braise says that Yimelede Shenereben Eine Eilu Yisvira Zvoso, we pass like that. Why shouldn't the Braise say that? All right. So this is Rav Tam's Raya. So how about Rav Sadi Goyin, all those who do not pass like Abaye? Yikele Meimah Mishum Nikomar Leich Nimotzel Meimah Romane Pleni Kilikomar Shmamino Rabbe Kivei Shmamino Rabbe Shimani Shmamino Tzvila Bizman Mitzvah Lafukim Drabi Yisi ברב יהודה, אבל בהוד אין אילין, למוצא למימה, הומנה רב לזרי, דלעבייה, לכול העלמה אין אילין. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say, שממנו, that ימרידה שנראה בנאים אין אילין. Because the Gemara only mentions שממנו, that this price agrees with this time. So it's only in regard to something that there is definitely מחלקס תנועים. Masha'in came in regard to this question. So according to Abaye, all the Tanoim hold. Amen. All right, we'll leave it here. Okay, so we have to, next time, we have to reach the Mishnah of Amkashi B'sich Shmeim Shalmikebo, and then you'll have to look up the Chidushi Arashbo and the Gemara that we already learned, the Chidushi HaRashbo, and also the Chidushi HaRashbo and the Chidushi HaRitvo and the Gemara of Shippur Egore. Because there is a Machlekes Rishonim, what does it mean according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shippur Egore? Does it mean that according to Rashi and Teisves, it depends upon the Chochi HaLevono? In other words, it's a very strange cheating. In other words, and if let's say a woman conceived at the end of the month of the Chodesh Alevono, let's say, suppose, now Rabbi Yehuda says that it has a din of Dam Keishi if it takes place, if the Riyas Dam takes place in the ninth month. So how do we reckon the ninth month? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rashi and Teisves, strangely, we reckon it according to the Chodesh Alevono. Not according to the number of days. Let's say, suppose she conceived at the end of Chodesh Tishrei. Let's say on the 29th of Tishrei, she conceived. So according to Rashi and Tesis, so the last day in Chedesh Tishrei is considered as the first month, and then up to Nisan we already have 6 months, and then in Nisan we have the 7th month, Iyar is the 8th month, and then if she has a Riyas Damkeshi is 7, even though it's not the 9th month on the basis of 9 full months, so it's still considered the 9th month. It's a very strange idea after all. I mean, this should be based upon the mitzias. I mean, the mitzias, when the baby is ready to emerge, doesn't depend upon the number of months in the Chochi Alvono Alpidin. It depends upon a certain number of days. Still, Rashi and Tesis say that according to Rabbi Yudeh, so Shippure Gorim means that. But the Ritva is Chelek. The Ritva is Chelek, I mean, so you have to go over the Chidushi HaRashbo. The Rashbo, I think, agrees with Rashi and Tesis. But the Ritva is Chelek. So you have to go over the Chidushi HaRashbo, not only on the Gemara that we learned, but also the Chidushi HaRashbo on the Sugi of Shippure Gorim. And also the Chidushi HaRitva. Okay. Chidushi HaRashbo, so you know that the Rashbo mentions a pshat of the Rach, which the Rashbo is masikan. The Rach says that the machlekes between Rove and Abaye is only in regard to the case where there was damkesh. So Mele, if there was Damkeshi, so Gimore we've just now established that Riyas Damkeshi is not Seise Kolshibo. Riyas Damkeshi is not Seise Kolshibo. So the Shaili is it Oile also, or it's not Oile? So that is established. The Triyas Damkeshi, according to all those who are Chelik and Rabbi Lezer, is not Seisa Kolshi. So, is it also Eile or not? Or, even though it's not Seisa Kolshi, but Yei Mecho, that day on which the Riyas Damkeshi took place, is not Eile. So that's the Machlekes between Rob and Abaye. So Rob says, Abaye Omarini Siseres Vein Eile, even though Riyas Damkeshi is not Seisa called Shivo, but that day on which there was Riyas Damkeshi is not Eile Limien Shivo, and Rove says, Enis Iseres Veile. Masha'im came in the case where there is no Riyas Damkeshi, so then even Abaye is made dead at its end. This is what the Rach says. And the Rashbo is Masik on the Rach. Then the Chidushi Rambam. The Chidushi Rambam makes a certain aore on Rashi's pshat here, on the Gemara of Boy Rove, Keishi Mao Shetisteh Bezivo, Dobar Amitami Seiseya, Vahai Namen Mitami Kminido, Hidiyum Dobar Agirim Seiseya, Vahai Lav Gerenu. So, the Gemara is patient that according to Rabbanan of Reb Lezer, Dam Keishi is not Seiseya. So Rashi has the Kashi. Dobra Gerenu de Zive, im Roa Soshonish, Vahai Lav Gerenu, Dlaasye Boli de Zive, Vi Kashi Vari Kerish in Gerim, Kili Kaimulon Viseiseya, Hai Lav Stirei, Di Chad Yeinu Udi Seiseya, Vichi Koboye Rove Lister Hake. Vichi Koboye Rove Lister Hake. So Rashi has the Kashi. How can the Gemara say here that Damkeshi is not Seisei? Why? Because it's not Gerim Shivo. But Keri by Zav is not Gerim Shivo, and still it is Seisei. So he says, that kind of Istira is not really Istira. That kind of Istira. It's not Istira. There it's only Seisei Yimechot. So in Yimechot, it's not on the basis of Istira as such. It means that that Yim, on which she had, I mean the Zav had, Dam dam, and not dam, where the Zav head carry Elias carry, so that day is not lucky. So it's not that it's Seisa one day. There is no such thing, Rashi says, as being Seisa one day. Either it's Seisa the whole meaning of Shiva, or it's not Seisa at all. There is no such concept as Seisa one day. But when we say Seisa one day, Rias Keri, Seisa one day, it's an expression. But what we mean is, even though there is no stira as such, but in order that a certain day should be counted, it has to be a clean day. But if there was a Rias Keri, so it's not a clean day. So in Achanami, he says, over here too, when Rove says, I mean, not like the Rach, you see, not like the Rach, and not like the Rambam either, because the Rambam Shita is that Dam Keshi is not even Seisa one day. So Rashi says, here, one day it is Seisa, but it's not on the basis of Stira as such. That day on which he had a discharge of Dam Keshi cannot be counted because, simply because it's not lucky, you can only count clean days. But the day on which she had the discharge of dam, it's toya. But clean it isn't. Clean means clean of dam. But it's not on the basis of stira. So the Ramban, it might be a little confusing, that Ramban, because on one hand he agrees with Rashi, but there is one point in Rashi that he disagrees. But with the rest of the lumpness of Rashi, the Ramban agrees. The Ramban agrees. So the Ramban says, insofar as Rias Dam Keshi is concerned, he agrees with Rashi. Because, in other words, not with the Ramban, and not with the Rach, because the Shiva Sarambam and the Shiva Sarach is not that the Rambam and the Rach, not that the Rambam explains the Gemara the way the Rar does, that not. But the Rambam and the Rach agree on one point, that when there is Rias Dam Keshi, so even that day is ill. Even that day is ill. Oh, so, but Rashi Shita is that the day on which the Rias Dam Keshi took place is not ill. Why? Because it's not lucky. So it's not on the basis of stira as such, but on the basis of the fact that it's not not. So in regard to Rias Dam Keshi, the Ramban agrees with Rashi's oneness. But Rashi applies the same oneness to Rias Keri, and the reason is why Rias Keri is Seise, Yemechon, is also not on the basis of stira as such, but on the basis of the fact that in view of the fact that the Zav had Elias Keri, so the male dead day is not clean, he's chilek on Rashi. He says, over there it's on the basis of stira as such, not on the basis that it's not lucky. Because Bishleim in regard to Dam Keshi, so Dam Keshi emanates from the same Mayon as Dam Shevi. But there is Exeris HaKosov, the Dam Keshi is toil, but physiologically it's the same. Some mele we can agree with Rashi's Lomtes vis-a-vis Dam Keshi, that the stira of Yei Mechot is not on the basis of stira as such, but on the basis of the fact that the Yev is not knocking. It has to be a clean day. A clean day of what? Clean of what? Not clean of any discharge of dam from a finger. So it means discharge of dam clean, devoid of a discharge of dam from the Moki. So the Dam Keshi emanates from the same Mayon as Dam Sheifi, as Dam Zive. But it's toy. So Mimele we say, even though Dam Keshi is not Seiseya, and as far as stira as such is concerned, stira per se is concerned, so it's not Seiseya 7 days, it's not Seiseya even one day, because he agrees. So in regard to that, it's not Seiseya, but then they cannot be counted because It has to be Noki. Noki means clean of what? Devoid of discharge of dam. Dam from where? Dam from the Mokia. And the dam Keishi. But if she had a discharge of dam, Keishi. So it's not devoid. That particular day is not devoid of dam that emanates from the Mokia. Mashei Keili Gabe Keri Izar. So the discharge of Zive by Zar, by man, emanates from one physiological, it represents one physiological phenomenon. The discharge of Keri represents an altogether different physiological phenomenon. So it is Mimayon Acher. This is what Rishonim call, when they say Mayon Acher, they mean that it represents an altogether different physiological phenomenon. And of course, it is Bimtzies, Keri and Zive, Bimtzies emanate from different channels. It's mamish different channels. So Mimele, how can Rashi say that there is no stira as such when Izav has a Rias Keri? So there is no stira as such, even of one day. There is no stira as such. But it's only that day is not clean. If there is no stira as such, why isn't it clean? Suppose the Zav would have a discharge of dam in his finger. So we would say that it's not a clean day just because he has a discharge of dam in his finger. I mean, it would be inconceivable. Because it's Mayon Acher. So maybe it's clean also. So as long as it's devoid of discharge, as it is clean of the discharge of Zive, but Keri is not a discharge of Zive, it's an altogether different kind of a discharge, Keri. So Mimele, if there is no stira as such, even to the extent of one day, why can this day be counted? So it is a clean day too? The answer is, vis-a-vis, Rias Keri by Zav. So there the halacha is that there is a stira as such, but not a stira to the extent of all the 7 days, but a stira just of one day. But so he disagrees with Rashi's Lomdes in regard to the so-called stira of Yei Mechod of Rias Keri. According to Rashi, it's not on the basis of stira as such, but because it's not clean. So the Ramban says, no, there it's on the basis of stira as such, not on the basis that it's not clean. Because if there hadn't been a stira as such, so why shouldn't it be clean? It certainly is clean. Vis-a-vis dam keishi, he agrees with Rashi's words. And then, that's one point that is an issue between Rashi and the Ramban. And then there is another point of conflict between Rashi and the Ramban. Because Rashi emphasizes the Lomdes. It's not only Rashi, many Rishonim emphasize that what the Gemara is saying, that in order to be seiser, kol shivo, there must be a rie that itself is geirim tumazim. But if there is a rie that is geirim any other tumah, even if it is geirim tumashivo, but not of zime, of something else, of nide, so there, it is not seiser kol shivo. This is Rashi's pshat. Rashi's shit is that what Gemara is saying, that what is seiser kol shivo? Only a rie that by itself could be geirei, could affect tumazim. Suppose there is a rie that by itself it could affect the tumas of 7 days, but not of zive, then it's not seiser kol shivo. So the Ramban says, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say, Dovah hagirim zive, elolav dovah hagirim seiser, dovah shenigirim eni seiser. That it means, dovah hagirim tume, is seiser. Whether it's tumas zive or tumas nide. So it is seiser, or tumas leide, if there would be such a thing.
Yeah, there would be such a thing. There is no such thing. Because in the Yemei Leideh, so the Isha is Tmeo anyway, whether she sees Dam or she doesn't see Dam. Suppose an Isha doesn't see any Dam, not a drop of Dam. In the course of the 14 days of the Yemei Tumas Leideh, she's still Tmeo. She's still Asur Levayo. And she's Tmeo. We got the Kochim, we got everything. We got the Tayos. So the Mele, so since a Yeldes is Tmeo, called Zion or called Yudalet, regardless whether she has a discharge of Dam or not, so the Mele, even if she has a discharge of Dam, so it's not Galem any additional Tumay because she's Tmeo anyway. So that's the reason as to why Yemei Tumas Leideh is not Zayzer. Yemei Tumas Leideh is not Zayzer. Only according to Rabbi Elazar it's Zayzer. But not according to Rabbono of Rabbi Elazar. Because it's not Galem any Tumay. But if a certain Riyah is Galem Tumay, so it is Zayzer. How much is it Zayzer? It all depends what kind of Tumay it can be Galem. If it can be Galem Tumashivo, whether it's Tumazime, Tumashivo of Zime, or Tumashivo of Nide, or Tumashivo of Leide, if there would be such a thing. There is no such thing. Because the Riyah by Yeldes is not giving any extra Tumi. She's Tmeo anyway, without Riyah. But if there would be such a thing, that a certain Riyah would affect Tumashivo, so then that Riyah would be Seiser Polshi. And if the Riyah is a Riyah that is Geirin Tumas Yemechot, so then it is Seiser Yemechot. And it's on the basis of Stira as such. So the Gemara doesn't say, El Lav Dover HaGeirin Tumas Zivo Seiser. Rashi explains it that way. Dover HaGeirin means Tumazivo. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says, Dover HaGeirim Seisir. Dover Shein Geirim Seisir. So, any Riyah that is Geirim Tumay is Seisir. How many days is it Seisir? It all depends upon the number of days of the Tumay that this Riyah is Geirim. So, Mele, if there is a Riyah of Dam, Bimeizim by Zoveh, in the midst of the Zaynikim. Now, so Bimei Zive. So how many days of Tume is a Riyah Geirin? Bimei Zive. 7 days of Tume. So Mimele, it is Seisa 7 days. But if Izav has a Riyah of Keri of Shechvazera, so how many days of Tume can that cause, effect? 1 day. A Balcheri is only Tomi Tumeserev. So mainly it's Eiser on them. But then it's on the basis of Sir. That's the other point. In other words, so there are 2 points in conflict between Rashi and Rambam. 1 point of conflict between Rashi and Rambam is in regard to the nature of the so-called Stiras Yemechot of Rias Keri by Zah. According to Rashi, we call it Rias Stira Yemechot, but it's not on the basis of Stira as such. It's on the basis of the fact that it's not clean. According to Rambam, no, it is clean too, because it's a Mayin Acher. But it's on the basis of Stira as such. And even though it's a different kind of Itume, it emanates from a different Mayon than the Mayon of Zive, but it doesn't matter. The Aloha is that any Riyah, whatever the nature of that, of the Riyah and the mayonnaise. So any Riyah that is Geirim Tumay is Seisei as many days as the number of days that this kind of Riyah could be Geirim. So a Riyah Zdam Bimeizive, so is Seisei called Shimo because it's Geirim 7 days of Tumay. So Mele in the midst of the Zaynikim, it's Seisei all the 7 days. But a Riyas of Keri in Izav. So how many days is it Geirim Tumay? 1 day, Tumaserev. So Mele in the midst of Zaynikim by Izav, it is Seisei one day. It is Seisei. But, so, and then the other point of conflict is that whereas, according to Rashi, So the important thing is the fact that it's keirim to mazive. According to Ramban, it doesn't make any difference whether it's keirim to mazive or it's keirim to masnide. As long as it's keirim to mashim, so maybe it's a sashim. And if it's keirim to maserev, to masimechot, it's a sayimech. It is a sayimechot. And then the Abaye of the Gemara is like this. Gemara, boy Rabbi, according to Ramban, keishi ma'ush et ista mizile. Dovar amitami seise, v'halimam mitami. Kimenido, why? Here the Abaye is something else. Not that the Abaye, according to Rashi. So the Abaye is something that is given to me, but not to mizile. It's given to masnide. He says a kolchivo, not says a kolchivo. And the maskone of the Gemara was that only something that is given to Mazive is says a kolchivo. Mashenki damkeishi is not given to Mazive, because damkeishi be mezive is not given to me. It's only given to me be meinide. So it cannot affect Tumas Zive. It can only affect Tumas Nide in Yemenido. So maybe it's not Seisa. So he says, no, that's not the Abaye. The Abaye is, that is a pshitest to all. That anything that is Geirin, Tumas Shivo, is Seisa Kol Shivo. Whether it's Geirin Tumas Shivo of Zive, or it's Geirin Tumas Shivo of Nide, is Seisa Kol Shivo. But here, when did she have the Rias Damkeishi? In the Yemei Zive. In the Yemei Zive, it's not Geirim any to me. Neither to Mashiva of Zive, nor to Mashiva of Nide. But, in other times, if it had been other times, in other words, if it had been Bimei Nido, then it would be Geirim to Mashiva. But in this particular time, when she had the discharge of Dam, it's not Geirim any to me. Any to Mashiva. Neither Tumas Zivo, neither Tumas Shivo of Zivo, nor Tumas Shivo of Nide. Because she had a Rias Damkeishi in Yemei Zive, not in Yemei Nide. And in Yemei Nide, the whole Shaila couldn't arise because in Yemei Nide, so she is not a Zove that has to count Zayim Kiv. So the Shaila can only arise in the Yemei Zive, where she is counting Zayin Nikim. And then in the midst of the Zayin Nikim, she had a real damkeishi. So in the days when she actually saw this kind of a rie in the specific time portion, so is not dealing any tumashim. But the same kind of rie in other times in Yemei Nide would be geirim to mashiva of Nide. So the question is it something only a rie that is mamish in that particular time element is geirim to mashiva? Can we say sashiva? Or a rie that in other times could be geirim to mashiva is also same seir, Zayniki. So that Rove was, so the Gemara was patient, that only a rie that can be given in that particular time, when the rie took place, to mashivo can be say sashivo. But just because the same kind of rie has the potential of being given to mashivo in other times, so it cannot be say a Zayin Kim in this particular time, where the rie took place. This is how the Ramban. There's a lot of lumpness in that Ramban's view, but you'll see it now. So you'll see. I mean that it's very simple. All right. Now this tesis, Rove Amarinis Iseres, Vim Teima, Vorove Seiveya, Mifirbeis, Viefshel Ipsichas Akeva Bolidam, Vim Kei Tistei. Die Hoche wie ihn und Shimon Niki mit Dam. Wie ich schwöre, The Rove Alimiter of Marines Koma, Ki Parishes, the Sova, the Efshel, the Psychas, a capable dam, do Koma, the necessaries. So, in Simen Kufzadik Dalet, there is a very long Sidritare, in Simen Kufzadik Dalet, and he is Midayik from the Stasis. The Tesis is Chelik and the Shite of some of the Rishenim. I mentioned that in the name of the Rambam, but the same Shite is mentioned by the Rambam, it's mentioned by the Rashbo, it's mentioned by the Ritvo, it's mentioned by the Ran. Namely, that if the Riyas Dam, if the Riyas Dam takes place in conjunction with the Lady itself, with the Psichas HaKever, so then even though it's B'Shevi, even though it's B'Shevi. Now today, so this is a common phenomenon, that women give birth to children, they have no pain, nothing, as if nothing happened. But it always, this phenomenon always took place. Not as, it wasn't as frequent as today, but it always took place. In other words, suppose a woman gives birth to a child, and there is a discharge of that. But she has no pain. It's not coupled with pain. No pain. So how we do we consider that Riyas Dam as Riyas Dam B'Shevi? As Riyas Dam B'Shevi? In view of the fact that she was comfortable? She was comfortable. And, or do we consider this Riyas Dam as Riyas Dam B'Keishi in spite of the fact that she B'mtzia, she didn't have anything. So, the Rambam mentioned this aloche, and the Magen Mishnah says that this was the Rambam's Pshat in Chananye, and he says, even though the Pshat in Chananye is Dochuk, but the Etzem Din itself is a Doma Poshet. Because Ein Lecho Riyas Dam Keishi Yeisa Mizeh. What it means is, not, it doesn't mean because there is intense pain at the time of the birth. That's the pain is greatest. Usually it is like that. But even if she didn't have any pain, she didn't have any pain, either because of an anesthetic that was administered to her, or because sometimes it happens that a woman, and the Gemara mentions that a woman is just insensitive. Sometimes it happens that she is insensitive to the pain. She doesn't feel any pain as the baby is emerging. She doesn't feel any pain without the administering an anesthetic. She doesn't have any pain. But the pshat in damkeishi is not that the pain is important. Why is damkeishi toya b'meizivei? Because doma machmas atzmo v'doma machmas vodo. So if there is a discharge of dam, even a number of days removed from the giving birth, let's say according to the way we pass, it's Yudalad Yeh. So even if the discharge of dam is 13 days before the giving of birth, but if it is coupled with pain, so then it's considered amkesh. It's considered a discharge of dam of labor. So then we say, but suppose it's not coupled with pain, and it's a number of days remote from the birth, so it's not considered domo machmas vlodo. So it's not labor pain. So because she has no pain, so it's not considered labor.